Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, cooperate, solve some issues, save the planet, create some things that can work for everybody. Hey, it's a good idea. I also am published on other sites like byebyebluesky.com, health-axis.com, and yasnisomethingornother.com over in Germany and all over the place. So feel free to peruse the sites, type in my name, see where I'm located. With articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention and protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com, where you'll find a catalog link with a listing of all the different things that I have available for you. We have the bucket, we have the triangle, we have t-shirts, we have books on DVD, we have flash drives on a thumb drive. We have all kinds of things, even tonics and remedies, all in one place. I also do through personal visits, consultations through IMs, internet, and a whole host, and personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. If you want to get a hold of me, feel free to do so at independs@yahoo.com through the email or 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so in regard to the content of the show, 208-935-0094. And today's date is September 9th, 2017. Hopefully, isn't that weird? It never is a dull moment. I got to tell you, in the Matrix, we have always obstacles and always things that happen in the Matrix to create chaos. And one of the things that causes a lot of chaos is nanotechnology, transgenics, epigenetics, genetics. Do women have a genetic disposition? No, I'm just kidding. We have a variety of things that create problems. Frequencies, cell towers, Wi-Fis, smart meters, chemtrail skies. Now we have weather multiplier. What is it called? Weather force multiplier. You know what a weather force multiplier is? Do you actually know what that means? Where we can take the weather, create a force with high multiplications or multiplying effects that can cause a complete utter wasteland of whatever. And in regard to what we saw in Texas, all these three storms that one were after the other. Has anybody ever looked at that jet stream where the storms originated? Irma and Catella, and I forget the other guy, one name. They gave them all these Latin names. You ever notice where that came from? Okay, that came from an area where normally you could not get a storm front brewing unless you weather force multiplied the area. In other words, you hit it with enough frequencies, which they have on all the military ships, to create an influx of different hot and cold and create the storm. There was one video I was watching years ago, and it comes up every so often, where they were actually to take a HAARP funnel and concentrate it down to about a 6-inch circumference or 8-inch circumference funnel, and then hit the water with it to create a vortex. And instead, what it did, because the concentration was so high, it literally fried a pod of dolphins. Now, we got this going on all over the place. And this is my theory, hypothesis, that the situation going on in North Korea is playing right into the globalist hands to create a weather force multiplying effect on that country. The South wants to reunite with the North. The North wants to have a peace treaty with the South. And the impending problem there are the globalists that do not want to see the unification of North and South Korea, primarily because this would further remove any direct influence that might be there from an outside source. The Koreans would no longer need a military base to protect them or to support them, support their exposure in the area. The Asians are waking up. The Asians are waking up little by little, but they're waking up one at a time. The Philippines woke up to some harsh realities. The Koreans are waking up to some realities. 70 years overdue. Again, it took them that long to get over the BS and the programming. Eventually, the Japanese are going to wake up to those realities if they haven't already. And the way I'm seeing this, this is going to play a big role in driving the Asian continents closer to China. One of two things will happen. If they use that weather force multiplier, they will devastate the country so badly, they will ask for assistance from everybody because of the level of damage. We saw what happened in Texas. That was manipulated. And anybody who can't see that today is really blind in one eye, can't see out the other, has one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. That's how stupid you would have to be to not recognize that that was brought into Texas. And these storm fronts that went across the Caribbean and again will eventually go across the southeast. Again, this is a weather force multiplier. Now, why am I saying it this way? Because if you go look online, you may actually see those terms, weather force multiplier. Okay, and I'm presenting this to you so that you will take the initiative to explore and examine those terms. And understand that there is actual patents, typhoon patents, to create typhoons. Are you familiar with this? And the United States holds those patents. You might want to investigate this. This may be something hard for some of you to believe that this could happen. That a system would attack its own kind, its own people, its own system. May not necessarily be the United States. It might be an artificial intelligence that is creating this issue. They have lost control of AI 5-6 years ago, maybe longer. So it is a possibility that we have an artificial intelligence inducing this, these things. We always look at the United States as the culprit, and most times it is. Most times it is. And I think what's happening is we are seeing a renaissance in the globe to reassess their territories. Whatever worked back in the Second World War isn't working today. And those things are not, and people are waking up to those realities and do not want to be involved with a war machine. Now, we have a war machine that's running amok, and it's called artificial intelligence. And some of you are not looking at that either or never even heard the term. This is another terminology you may want to look at. When they can tell you that an airplane can take off on its own, hit a target without any kind of command, and then land itself on an aircraft carrier out in the ocean, what is that telling you? When an artificial intelligence is actually running the monetary systems, the stock exchange, how many are aware of the fact that artificial intelligence is actually running the stock exchange? How many are aware of the fact that the artificial intelligence is setting the pricing of gold, silver, price of hotels, the rates in which you are paying for gasoline. How many of you are familiar or aware of the fact that this is actually happening? How many are aware of the fact that the human race has lost control of this planet and the artificial intelligence is now running it? This is something that you might want to go, You might either say I'm FOS, you know, which is okay. You can say that if you like. Or you might say, yeah, you're FOS, so I'm going to prove it, and then go look at this information that I've just put out there for you to understand and grasp. It's up to you. You can either take the red pill and move forward, or take the blue pill and go back to sleep and believe whatever you want to believe. That's the reality. You know, I'm of the mindset that, you know, the Bible says, he who has eyes to hear, let them hear. He who has eyes to see, let them see. And my take on that is, and if you don't want to hear it or see it, take your blue pill, go back to sleep, and then rot in whatever autoimmune dysfunction, whatever genetic disparity that they put upon you, because there will be no hope or assistance from the medical field. It's interesting that after all this time, after all this level of evolution, if you want to call it evolution, I should say after all this time of development, not that we've evolved. In fact, we have had our evolution curtailed by forces unseen and principles that are in place to keep us from that level of evolution. But when you're looking at what has transpired, it is interesting that with all the data and information that we have accumulated since the Second World War, which is mind-staggering, that the amount of information that we have now been able to collect from the globe, with all that has been collected, all the information that has gone back to the beginning of the century, all the cures, all the remedies, all the knowledge and science that we've accumulated in just the United States alone, never mind Russia, never mind France, never mind the United Kingdom, never mind Germany, never mind Italy, never mind Spain, Portugal, Luxembourg, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, Ukraine, never mind these countries, never mind what they've discovered in Africa. Just what the United States and Canada have discovered on their own as a continent. There shouldn't be a disease running anywhere in North America alone. We have had supposedly the highest standard of living in the world, supposedly. We have had clean water. We used to have clean air. We had clean water. We had clean air. We had clean land. We had land that was growing healthy crops, healthy food supply that kept us in optimal health, that kept us free of disease, that kept us free of infections. Okay, it wasn't vaccines. Vaccines are, I mean, to anyone today, in all honesty, can actually believe that a vaccine does anything other than cause genetic damage is really a buffoon, a retard. Seriously, you'd have to be retarded not to understand the nature of these vaccines, and when you see them, that they've never cured anything. If anything, they've inflicted and caused, like I said, genetic damage, caused transgenics to take place, create an epigenetic effect on the genetic code. And now we're using a nano delivery method. So when we're looking at, you know, all that's transpiring, everything is working in reverse. The engineering of the human evolution has been put on hold, and in fact is being brought down to a lower frequency, for lack of a better term for some of you, or a lower state of de-evolution. So depending on who I'm talking to, I can either talk to those who believe in frequencies and I understand that realm of frequencies, which I also understand, or those who still believe in the perspective of evolution and de-evolution and, you know, de-evolvement. So, and both are basically are pertaining to frequencies. Our frequencies are our spirit, for those of you who have a religious perspective or a spiritual perspective in that regard. Our spirit is being brought down. Spiritually, we're being brought to a lower end. We're supposed to have a spirit of being upright and straight up and more godlike. We shouldn't be saying we're spiritual. That is such a stupid term. Not in today's time, anyway. We should be saying that we are striving to be more God-like. You know, have a God consciousness, if you will. But we're not talking these terms any longer. We're talking, oh, we're spiritual, the universal. some intangible tangent that people have put an entitlement on. You know, and we need to wake up on these perspectives today. We need to wake up that, you know, we need to get back to what is godly. If we were going back to what is godly, this planet would not be in the crap it's in. It would not be devolving. It would not be in the state of the quagmire that we're in today. Okay, the whole perspective today is we're looking at what's going on the media, and we're believing an idiot box. This is the other thing that's so phenomenal to me, that people actually watch TV and believe the BS that this thing puts out. It's nothing but an idiot box. It turns people into raving idiots. You'd have to be so stupid to waste your time on an empty entertainment. Seriously, it is such a waste of time. What do you get watching a sporting event for 2 hours? Nothing. Your brain becomes jello. You're getting pumped with frequencies from your television. You're being induced with whatever programming that this thing is trying to get across here. Even the news. The news is nothing but a joke. They're not talking about the news. They are talking about what? Whatever they want you to hear. How about the weather pattern? How about the weather program? How many times you hear the weather guy say, so such and such is going to happen? Do you ever think that they are putting out there the program they want to happen in your general area? Did it ever occur to you that with the weather force multiplier that's out there today, that they are trying to create the weather phenomena that they are advocating on television? Sounds a little bit out there. I can assure some of you think I'm a little bit far-fetched and nuts. But the idea that you're going to forecast the weather, okay? In other words, we're going to create a foretelling of the future. We're going to foretell the future events that are going to manifest in our environment or in our area. This is what this is. This is a form of fortune telling. We are going to tell you that the weather is going to be like this in the next week or so. There's no way that's possible unless you're somehow influencing the events to create that weather pattern. No way it can be done unless, again, you're influencing and putting things into the environment to create that weather pattern, whether it's a frequency or pollutant, or a concentration of metal particulates, nano, a charge, electrical charge, a frequency. Some of you are thinking this is a little far-fetched. Some of you better wake up. This is the year 2017, not 1970, when we were nothing but hippies and dumbasses way back then, doing our doobies, taking our drugs, and getting a buzz. We are not in those buzz days anymore, unless you're still in the 1970 mentality, doing your doobie and dropping pills just so you can get a buzz. I got news for you. You're going to be buzzed out of existence if you don't wake up, if you don't get active. You know, the Bible says that my people perish for a lack of wisdom, and my people perish for a lack of understanding. These are two proverbs that this is what it says. And what you don't understand will kill you. And if you're not applying wisdom to the current times of today, it will kill you. You are dealing with forces today, powers and principalities, principles and programs, as I pointed out in the past, principles and programs, not truths, principles that may sound like truths, and programs are operating today on levels that are further stopping our state of evolution. Evolution is a term meaning growth, advancement. We are not advancing. I'm watching YouTubes, and I'm watching different things out there on how to make hydrogen, how to create a Riden coil. You know, a Roden coil. Now, these are phenomenal scientific achievements that you're not even hearing. You're too busy listening to these goofs about how we have an energy shortage. Oh, we got a population problem. We got this. We got, oh, man, we go. And then get you to believe they're horse hockey. So when we're looking at that we have the means and availability today to feed the planet, everybody on the planet, all 7 billion people, if there are 7 billion, which I really seriously doubt that the numbers that they're telling us are even accurate, because I don't believe anything they say, because they are absolute liars. And they have been lying to us since the Second World War. Remember when they said in the United States and Canada that they could not increase taxation, no new taxes? What did they do? They brought on this BS about, oh, you need to pay taxes for the war. We got to pay for the war. We had the money for the war. We didn't, and we were, apparently, the West had been the winners of the war. So they had money coming in anyway, from tributes, from helping countries rebuild. This was a lie. And if you look at the tax laws in both countries, there are no new taxes should be incurred. That's against federal laws on both sides. Yet they have lied and lied and lied. They have lied to us about things that can actually help us stay healthy, like iodine and turpentine and borax. You know, they have put poison labels on. Did you know in Europe, borax was considered poison because it caused genetic damage to a woman who is carrying babies? Yet, if you look at the LD50 on borax, you would have to consume an exuberant amount of this for that to happen. An exuberant amount. Something like 2,000 to 2,500 milligrams per kilo of body weight. Do the math. If you're 100 kilos, you would need to consume 25,000 grams or milligrams of borax. Who's going to consume that? So when we're looking at some of the dangerous things they tell us is dangerous. Oh, well, vitamin C is dangerous. Oh, ascorbic acid. Oh. And then you get people who are so gullible to believe that it's a synthetic. Oh, it's got to be evil. Blah, blah, blah. And nobody does the research. The word synthetic does not necessarily mean artificial. It also can mean that it's been synthesized in the lab. In other words, you have to pull it out of a product in order to get that specific component. Means synthesized. So all of a sudden it gets the term synthetic. See how they play the game. To get B1 even, you have to synthesize that. In other words, you have to extract it from the kernel of rice. But again, this is the horse hockey and the BS and the nonsense. Then they tell you it's okay to eat molasses. Well, molasses is nothing but sludge. Dirt and sludge from cane or beet that they extract to get the sugar out. It's nothing but garbage and waste. But what did they do? They turned it around and said, oh, it's a health food. So they wouldn't have to pay for the cleanup to remove that waste. They did the same thing with soy. Oh, soy is good for you. It's going to help you women keep you from getting breast cancer. And it brought breast cancer on. Oh, it's going to protect your cervix and your vagina and your uterus and your ovaries. Oh, it's the best thing going. And it caused the cancers. Told men to use soy as well because it would help against prostate issues because, you know, you had too much testosterone. Man, that was not something. We had too much testosterone. All these women should have been pregnant with about 100 babies if that was the case. Salute the flute. Here we go again. Okay, what did that do? That soy caused the prostate cancer, caused the testicular cancers, it caused the penile cancers. Even started causing heart cancers for some of the men. Why? Because the heart has the highest concentration of testosterone receptor sites. So when we're looking at the lies that have been perpetrated over the years, you should never believe the media. I mean, the media, all it does is lie. And what they're showing you is a depiction of the truth that they want you to believe. I had a friend and client come over today at the store. So I showed her an excerpt from YouTube, They Live. Have you ever watched it? Roddy Piper starred in it. It was a 1988 movie. If you've never watched it, I encourage, and even if you have, I encourage you to go on YouTube or go download it wherever you want to. I'm not going to tell you what you to, how to do that. But go download it or go watch it on the tube and look at the excerpts on there where he gets the glasses and puts the glasses on. And what does he see? He sees first the advertisement, oh, go down to the Caribbean, and you got a woman there half naked with a bathing suit. You know, her breasts are sticking out, water's here, sun's there. And you see that he puts the glasses on and says, obey your leaders, consume, make babies. Takes the glasses off and he sees that sign with the Caribbean with the half naked sunny setting and all that. And puts the glasses back on. Make babies, obey the government. Don't ask questions. Don't challenge. That's the frequency you are getting from the media when you watch television and listen to mainstream radio. Those frequencies are embedding themselves and permeating into your very core of your brain, giving you directives that are on a subconscious level, and you are not even aware of it. You don't even know why you say no sometimes when persons and people present to you chemtrails, genetics, transgenics. You know, the number one dumb question everybody asks with the chemtrails, well, aren't they doing it to themselves too? Why would they do this? My response to these kind of dummies is really simple. Why don't you go ask them? Why don't you go and ask them? See, and then you got people that look up in the sky. Oh, that's a new kind of chemtrail. Oh, yeah, that's new. Yeah, those are chemtrails. Yeah, but, you know, they can't hurt you. This is stupid on the nth degree. Stupid on the nth degree. You got nanoparticles up there. If we were to look at an airplane as emissions like a car, okay, when we used to see the emissions from an airplane 20, 30, 40 years ago, okay, what did we see? We saw actual vapor, not a trail, a vapor. It would disperse within moments. Now we see these trails lingering. And we did a video once. I made the comment that when you're, you know, for those of you, I can't say everybody because some of you were born at a later time, but those of you who were born in the 50s and 60s, like myself, and when we were kids, we'd go outside and play in the snow. We'd play football. We'd play hockey. We'd make snowmen, snow angels when the snow was real. We wouldn't do that today, but back then we did. Because you might get exposure to some chemical in the snow today. I mean, the snow will burn today. Snow didn't burn back then. Back then, if you lit a match under snow, you saw water come out, nothing else. But anyway, oh, I hear music. Okay, when you come back, we're going to talk about snow and the somewhat good old days or the real days. All right, talk to you in a bit.
And once again, 800-592-6832. Silver has long been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver. In the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of silver solutions as antibacterial agents. So what happened? Why aren't you about silver these days? For those seeking an alternative to the big pharma products and their side effects, International Health has what you've been looking for. Super Silver is an engineered silver nanoparticle solution created using the unique and patented silver technology process of International Health's biotech labs. Hundreds of university and government level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Hey everybody, we are back. This is Hi, I'm your host Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, and the show is called The Remedy. All right, back when we were kids, we used to go outside and play in the snow, and we used to be breathing that cold air in, and vapor came out. You ever notice that vapor ever came out like a tube? Did it ever come out looking like a tube or a straight line? And it'd follow you everywhere you walked. Just trying to, you know, be a little bit on the goofy side, but some of you are in that level of goofiness, so I'm going to be there just to present a perspective for you so that you can think back, way back when you were a kid. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, you were playing out there and playing football and hockey and making snowmen and going down toboggan trails and sleds and slides and ice skating in the winter months. And you were out there breathing, huffing and puffing, and you saw this carbon come out that vaporized and disappeared almost immediately. And there was no lines, was there? Were there? There was no trails following you around. Maybe because what you were producing was water vapor. And back in those days, remember when the jets used to fly, the trails only lasted maybe about 2 or 3 seconds after the plane had moved? Because that too was water vapor, condensation. Today, we have a soup up there. We have emissions coming from an airplane that are highly volatile chemicals that are being spread over the sky, which expand with any kind of frequency modulation, and then eventually comes down on the earth, landing on your food supply, landing on you, landing on the and allowing you to breathe the air that is being dropped from the sky. Did you ever think that that was a possibility, that the reason why you're so sick is because of the added nanoparticulates from those polluting airplanes? I'm trying to talk in terms that you can relate to, because some of you don't, you know, understand car pollution. Oh, a car has emissions. Oh, yeah, and we put a catalytic converter on it. All it did is reduce the emissions, but they still emit toxic chemicals. Trucks are, you know, when you see driving down the highway, and you see a truck driver shifting the gears, you see that black puff of smoke coming out from his exhaust stack. It comes out in a straight line for a period of time because of the concentration of the exhaust with the chemicals and the oil. Can't see the car because the exhaust usually blows down or blows away from the car. And it's a lighter grade material, but nonetheless, it does produce nanoparticulates that you are breathing in. So as a result of what I'm saying today about us not being in 1970 and we're dealing with a variety of things that we never dealt with back then that we were also exposed to. Go look up the term ultra fine particles. ultrafine particles is another name for nano, which is another name for monatomic, which is another name for angstrom, which is another name for synthetic atom. These are the terminologies that are used today referring to nanotechnology. And when we're talking today about these things that are going on in regard to what is being said and sold, and this is how they sell you in the health food store, that you're buying an angstrom unit, a nano unit, a monatomic unit. That's how they sell you. So when we're looking at things that are happening today, okay, wake up. Don't stick your head up your backside and smell your own crap. You can't run from this. And if you say, well, I'm not going to say nothing, I'm not going to rock the boat because, you know, they're going to come after me. They're already coming after you. You got kids, they're going to vaccinate them. They want to come after your kids. Why do you think they want your children? Why do you think there's such a push to get your children vaccinated? What do you think the reason behind this is? How in the bloody hell is it that California took away the rights of the people in that state refusing the vaccine on the objection of their religious beliefs? How did that occur when there's supposed to be a separation from religion and state? How did that happen? I'll tell you how it happened, because nobody got together and formed a group. Nobody formed a lobbying group where they could have taken and got lawyers and sued the legislative branches of that state. And it should still be done. They should be sued until they can't pay anything else other than their very asses. That's how bad it should be. Should be sued to a point where they have nothing left, not even an atom of their backside. That's a complete violation of human rights. And yet it went on. You know, because everybody has been so distracted with so many other issues that nobody's paying attention to the real issues, and that is your personal rights and freedoms and choices. If you don't want to vaccinate your child because of either belief systems or because of health issues that the vaccines can cause, or for the fact that they've never really been tested and this is all nothing but a marketing ploy to sustain and support groups like Pfizer, IG Farben, you know, Bayer, companies like this. This is all that's going to support. And if you're complicit to it, not going to say anything, then you know what? You deserve the shot. Not your kids. You deserve it. You know, all 25, 45, 75 of these shots combined up your backside. Because you deserve it for sitting there on your backside allowing this to happen. You know, especially when they... You know, and this is the other thing that the doctors will tell you. The doctors will tell you, well, you get more mercury out of fish than you would out of a vaccine. And you know what? And you fall for that too. You fall for this. I'm going to tell you something about mercury. If you look at the MSDS on mercury, it doesn't matter what source the mercury comes from. It's toxic. There is no lethal safe dose. Now, when you inject mercury into a child or aluminum, doesn't matter. Go look them up. There's no safe levels of aluminum either. In fact, you could cause serious genetic disruption for both the male and the female, but especially the female, because of the damage it could do to the non-developed estrogen receptors that are in the child that have yet to develop an immune response. So when you look at the MSDS on, does it say that it's safer to get it from fish than from a vaccine? No, it just says that these things are toxic and these are the problems that can occur from getting exposed to this. Now, when you vaccinate, this is what happens. If I eat a piece of fish, my body has defense mechanisms going down into my digestive system that will reduce that mercury so they can get it out of my body through my kidneys or my liver. But when you vaccinate somebody with a vaccine, what you're doing is you're bypassing those defense parameters, and now you have injected this into the bloodstream or into the cells, into the tissue, into the brain. It is now directly there, and you have 100% uptake of these toxic metals, which then causes genetic damage or epigenetic damage, because epigenetics means that you've been exposed to a pollutant or an environmental toxin that will have altered your genetic code. That's what you're doing. And the doctors are propagating this. Oh, you need a vaccine. Yeah, you need it. We got an epidemic here, and we wouldn't have had this epidemic if everybody was vaccinated. See, this is so illogical. So illogical. If everybody is vaccinated, like they said, and you're not, then they're basically protected against you. You're not going to infect. You shouldn't be able to infect them. Technically, they've got the vaccine. Their immune system now should be jacked to the hilt because they got the vaccine. And yet everybody you see vaccinated is sick. Broken down. Let's get on the frequencies. Oh, the frequencies, yes. Those towers are pumping into you, that 5G that's coming around the corner, which may already be here in some places, which they're not telling us because they're having a wait-and-see attitude, or they're turning it on and experimenting on us without us being aware. How many of you have heard the term target individual? Targeted individuals are individuals are loaded with implants and chips and particulates and nano, which then get hit with frequencies which are coming from wherever they're coming from. Could be military, could be university, could be some dark force part of the government experimenting on people against their free will. Targeting them with frequencies because they have this technology embedded into their bodies causing this disruptive influence. Causing severe pain, modulating their DNA, affecting their central nervous system, affecting their autonomic system. This is going on. This is the reality you're living in today. Tomorrow, this could be you. You could wake up one day and not move. You could wake up one day in such pain, you don't know why your body's on fire. Might be because somebody targeted you with a frequency. You ate something, you ate a transmitter, a tiny nanotransmitter got inside your body, and now it can receive and transmit frequencies because now it's inside of you and you've just been activated. Some say, well, how come not everybody's got the lesions from the nanotechnology or nanobiology or the synthetic life or the Morgellons? How come not all? Because not all of you have reached either a saturation point or have been activated. But I have news for you. Take heart. Your time is coming. Your turn is around the corner. Because, like I said, when the 5G hits, this is going to be a far more powerful frequency. It's going to be able to hit a far more people and a lot more targeted individuals. The restrictions that the other 4G had won't be on 5G. It'd be a far more powerful transceiver. So take heart, your time is coming. So if I were you, I'd start suggesting to you, looking at the patents on nanotechnology, looking at the patents on frequency devices, start looking at the patents on weather modification. Look at the patterns on frequencies and mind control. So again, you may want to pay attention to what is being said here because the life you save might be yours. The pain you'll save might be yours. See, I'm not here to create a threat or a fear factor. This is an awareness factor. And if you are afraid, that's a good sign. And I'm not apologetic for making you afraid. If this fear is manifesting inside of you, that's a good sign indicating that you still have a soul. It means you still are awakened enough in your head and in your heart that you can distinguish the truth and that now you have to get activated. Activated in becoming actively researching and actively developing whatever. You don't have time for TV. You don't have time for a boogie-woogie, rock down, rock and roll, get up and go type of thing. You have time to develop, time to establish, time to create things that may protect you. And if you don't feel you're capable of doing something like that, then support the people that are giving you what you need, really what you need, not some guru selling you some crap that isn't going to do anything for you, not some guru that's going to, you know, present to you some nonsense, some wiki-wacky toy. And don't listen to gurus. Don't even listen to me. Go do the research on what I'm telling you. Don't just be comfortable and say, oh, the guru said this and the doctor said that. Check out what they're saying. I had a guy contact me from the United Kingdom today, and he was telling me, well, you know, they're saying this and I don't understand. I said, that's because you're one-dimensional. You don't think when you just take for granted what these people are telling you. Look it up. Understand the difference between therapeutic doses and orthomolecular doses and then maintenance doses. When you're buying these supplements, because I got it, might as well present this while I'm here, don't just get caught up on being a drone. Reading the instructions is a good idea to give you an idea what you should be doing. But those doses that they're telling you on those bottles are barely maintenance doses. And if you're trying to deal with something, then you need to go a lot higher with the therapeutic end of things, because you are dealing and trying to fix things on a therapeutic level. So don't be one-dimensional and just follow orders. You're not a bloody robot. Learn to think. Understand that they are selling you products. They can't make any pharmaceutical claims on these products. If they did, they would become classified as drugs under the FDA administration. So the onus is on you to take the initiative to develop your brain. Read, understand, and then further do the research. And don't just do a Google search. Go look up therapeutic doses, therapeutic uses. Look up PubMed. Look up NIH. Look up CORDO. Look at university sites. You know, look at military sites. Look at, you know, sites that reflect what they call complementary alternative medicine. Look at these sites. These are the sites you should be looking at, not the guru sites, not the Coca-Cola sites, not the floozy, the oozy sites, not the, you know, the tribal jungle boogie-woogie sites. You know, you need to look at the sites that are there that have actually done the work and the research on these particular things. Okay, and then adapt a similar aspect to what they're doing. Take consideration the environment they are in, how they applied it in that environment to make it work. This is really important, because, and then look at the volume that they gave the test subjects. If they've given an animal, for instance, a small dose, because the animal's size and weight is what determined the amount. Usually when you transfer that over to human, you want to go 5 to 10 times more. Now, if you're not sure about that either, then start with smaller amounts and work up to the higher amounts. That's how you would do it, just so you could see where you're able to handle it at its best. You have to take the optimal amount in order to treat something or to get back to balance. Because usually when you're looking at minimal amounts, all you may do is slow it down, all you may do is stagnate it, but it still continues to get worse, provided you still maintain a low optimum intake. So again, don't just read, think. You know, don't just read, research. Don't just read, investigate. Don't just read, experiment. Test it. Taking a small amount, nothing's happening. Chances are nothing's going to, until you increase the amount. And incrementally increase it, little at a time. You start seeing changes. Not that you're getting sick. You may see yourself go to the washroom more. That's to be expected in a lot of this stuff, because your body has to remove the toxicities that are there. And if you've got an overload of toxins in the body, you are going to probably more than likely have diarrhea. You know, you might be going to, you might be peeing more. This is probably, you may be sweating. You may be even fevering. This is all part of getting this stuff out of the body. You know, don't just follow instructions. especially when an industry has become as corrupt as the health food industry. It's not an ethical industry, not no more. There are things in this industry that shouldn't be on the shelf, yet they're selling it. Because they got a good marketing plan to keep people in a state of stupid. Buy this. This is going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, you leap tall buildings, and you won't know what planet you're on. Yay! Give me a dozen. Okay, before I go on, I want to make a point that you understand the need to really support those who are giving you the things you need. The MicroEffect Broadcasting Network is one of those places that are giving you what you need. Feel free to give them your support. It's only fair. They're giving you what you need. You need to give them what they need. All right. You also got Bye Bye Blue Sky. You also got Gag Canada. Two places here up in the north that are trying their best to get things going in activation and trying to provide solutions to situations that are there and arming you with what you need to know to give you the ability to exercise your rights to create a dynamic that will stop this affront on the planet. So Bye Bye Blue Sky, Susan Meyer, go check her out. And Gag Canada with Bernadette Green, go check her out. You got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. There's a webpage called augmentinforce.com. In that webpage, you will see all kinds of information, scripts of this show, databases, and data links, and then you will also see a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will see all kinds of things that are being offered to help you overcome some of the obstacles that are impending your evolution. The triangle, the bucket, the repulsors, the t-shirts that saying, I'm just a guy and gal that knows some stuff. The flash drive, which is basically a one-shop database, all in one package, videos, books, databases, radio shows, and interviews. You also have books on DVD. You can buy one on each DVD or all three. It's up to you. Feel free to check out the site. Again, it's augmentinforce.com. Check out the catalog link. And again, I also do consultations. So for a consultation, either email me at independs.com or contact me at 519-977-5351. All right. Got the money part out of the way. Keep in mind, you know, for some of you, it's going to be difficult for you to think. You have shut your brain down for so long just to get along, go along to get along, that you are now, you know, at a loss of what to do. Start exercising your brain. One of the things you can do for a brain exercise is to research and develop. Research and develop. Because based on your research, you will start to learn the truth, and then you'll start to develop, which leads to a higher state of evolution, higher state of development, higher state of growth, higher state of understanding, higher state of awareness. And the more you understand, the better. Sometimes you will run into situations where you're going to be confused. Join the club. I'm confused 99% of the time. So my point here is learn, develop, test, grow. That is the best thing anybody could tell you. You know, you got my website, you got the other sites I've mentioned, you know, Bye Bye Blue Sky, Gag Canada, you got my site, Augmented Force. There's tons of information on these sites. Feel free to download. That's why we developed these sites, so you'd have access to these sites so you can download and have the information at your disposal so you can then start to take care of yourself and not depend on a pharmaceutical industry run by an FDA, USDA conglomeration or a health protection branch or health ministries in their respective countries so you can take care of yourself and not depend on misinformation that the governments or government agencies are putting out there. How many people have died from cancer unnecessarily? How many people have just died, you know, from certain issues that should never have transpired? How many of you have been misdiagnosed? How many have gone to a doctor and got the wrong diagnosis and then they gave you drugs for something else? And you still want to put your trust in that? Maybe it's time you took the bull by the horns for your responsibility of your health. You know, I've got YouTubes, tons of YouTubes, you know, 153, I believe we have, or 154, you know, YouTube.com, type in Herbs Plus Beadworks, or my name, Tony Pantelaresco, and start learning how to take care of yourself. That's why we put the videos out there, so you can see what to do. And for those of you who don't understand English too well, feel free to send me an email. I will give you either a transcript or show you where to go, or we'll try to explain it to you with a translator so that you can get what is being said. Don't be shy. I'm not the type of person to turn anybody away because they have an accent. You know, don't be shy. Feel free to make the reach out. Don't be shy. So again, you know, pay attention. Pay attention. This is 2017. Look what has transpired. Look at what happened in Texas, for crying out loud. If you think that's a normal phenomena, Texas is a desert state. Flooding like that should not have happened if the core exit had not been put in the Gulf of Mexico in the first place. Think about that. Think about that. The core exit was put there for this reason, to stop the flow, ebb and flow of the Gulf. Even the heat from the Gulf that normally heats the Northeast and the United Kingdom is no longer giving us the heat. We're freaking cold here at night now. Why is that? You know, why is that? We're not nowhere near fall up here where we are. So again, think about these things. When you look and see strange anomalies going around, don't overlook it. Don't take it for granted. Ask the question, what is that? Why is that happening? You know, why is that happening? I never seen that before. You know, so when we're looking at all the things, pay attention. All right, come back for part two. We're going to get a little bit more into some other things. But again, the awareness factor is, you have to be there. All right, so see you in a bit.